Hello everybody and welcome to episode 43 of my podcast, which is recorded today on the 20th of September 2006. First of all, before I get into this podcast, I better wish my brother Douglas and my dad happy birthdays. My big brother is now 30, which is quite skew, and my dad, well, not ages, but I better not tell everybody in my podcast what age he is, but I don't think he'd be too amused. And now I'm going to talk about the Scissor Sisters yet again. I know this is the second podcast and we've talked about them, but at long last I got the new album. When I say at long last, it's now, what day is it, Wednesday, but I got it Monday about 1 o'clock. Basically, I mean, I was sitting in late at 1 o'clock going, I want my boss, but I had a feeling I was going to get it Monday, but I wasn't quite too sure. Anyway, on to what I think of the CD. Well, first of all, I got the album name's Tadar, this is one. It was a deluxe box set, which normally when you get like a special edition, it's just like basically a normal box with like two CDs in it, but no, the Scissor Sisters had to be different. It's like, it's basically like a box made of, well, cardboard really. It's bigger than a DVD box. When I first got it, I couldn't for the life of me take it open. It sort of pulls up one side, and then it basically sort of opens out, and then in the middle of it, you get a book, which has got the song lyrics and stuff in it, and then you also get, what else do you get? Oh yeah, a poster I haven't really looked at yet, to be honest. So far, I've listened to the album a couple of times. So far, I'd say I really like it, but I need to listen to it some more to make up my mind what my favourite songs, and I think the album's better than the first one that they did. Oh yeah, and I also want to mention before that they were on Radio 1 on Friday, I believe it was, but now if you've got Freeview, satellite or cable, if you watch any BBC channel and hit the red button, that's the red button, not the off button as in your TV off, the red button if you're a digital viewer, you can get to watch a half an hour video of them performing some of their songs and stuff on it, which is very good. But if you don't have that, you can also watch it on the BBC website, so you go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio1, and then if you do presents /Sisters on it, they've got a thing where you click on it to watch the video. And they've also got, they've got some photos and other stuff on it. So it's definitely worth watching it if you're a Sisters fan, like, as you can clearly tell I am. Oh, and one more thing to speak about before I get going. On Saturday night after work, me, my boyfriend, and some people at work went out for me with some people leaving work, so we thought we'd go out for pizza after work. Anyway, I'll mention some of the names of the people went, but if I forget anybody, I apologise. Adam, Andrew, Freddie, Sam, and of course me and Mike went, and some girls went as well, but they're girls, so they're not really worth mentioning. Anyway, the pizza was very nice, but the one I had was, so it was a good laugh. Oh yeah, so somebody else went, so Ashley Allen went, oh yeah. And you'd forget somebody who was, so the two people, actually the three people were leaving, I tell a lie. Freddie, Ashley, and Sam. Oh, that's it, Sam were also leaving. So we all had a pizza, which I just told you about. It was very nice. I enjoyed it, which I've already told you I enjoyed it with the podcast. It's a bit of a disaster, but as you can tell, I'm trying to record more and more without editing it. So the pizza was very nice. The only thing I wasn't too amused about, but they all find it funny, is that there was like some pisshead girls sitting on the table next to us. And she sort of pulled the chair over to me, started having to go at me, if you're not eating my crusty, and if you don't eat your crust, you'll never get hair on your body and stuff. I was thinking, I don't really want hair, but it was quite embarrassing, and Mike was sort of egging it on, and then for a dear, we asked Mike to get a phone number, but he did ask her for a phone number, but he wouldn't give it to him, which I thought I was quite looking forward to having a girl's phone number. I've never had one before, but oh well, crap happens, I guess. I was really upset, but then it was at the end of the night, and you're going home with my boyfriend, so I didn't really need some ugly pisshead girl's phone number anyhow. Anyway, that's all for this podcast, so I'll get going before I bore you all, so bye bye for now, speak to you all soon, bye.